Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome, 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 welcome back. What's going on?
Oh, hey. I forgot, people, we do like a cold open.
We do. People are always thrown off by that. I'm like, this is what we do here.
It's not like I'm new here. I should know.
Yeah. Guys, it's B. Welcome back to the B List. I'm here with Steven Krugel, also known as Faces by Bravo on Instagram. You guys know him from that. This is like his fourth time here. He's not new here.
I'm moving in.
How are you? What's going on? What's up with you?
I am good. I worked the past two nights and now I'm off till Wednesday. So I'm heading to New York tomorrow.
That's true.
I'm excited. I get to see you.
Yes.
It's been, I don't even.
Oh wait. My God. Like two or three years. Wait, was the last
the
time?
Was BravoCon?
Oh, wow. That's wow.
Because we were supposed to do Fire Island, but that didn't end up
happening. But then the pandemic happened. Wow.
Yeah.
That's like, well, we talk so much that like, I feel it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like it had to have been like in this past year, but no, I think the last time was BravoCon.
They sent me that VIP pass. So I'm going to be, you're hosting a panel. So you're hosting you're hosting a panel and then you're doing some interviews and stuff, right? Or.
Well, so the interviews, so it's from 2:45 until 5:45. I'm doing the kids of Bravo. So wow. A bunch of the kids interviewing. And then, and these are like, it's going to be for like Bravo Digital and it's supposed to be like 8 to 10 minute things that they'll blast out.
If you guys aren't following Faces by Bravo, please do that on Instagram. He's also really active on Twitter too, but more active on Instagram, right? So
yeah, I've started dabbling in Twitter.
Yeah, it's a different place. Who's your favorite Bravo kid?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
You know what? And I guess not so much anymore because she's grown up, but as a child, Dr. Heavenly's daughter was okay.
So you're such a weird, yeah that's true. And she's gorgeous. She's a little cute little
kid.
I don't know that show very well, but I know the kid. Yeah.
Oh, she used to drag Heavenly like crazy. It was amazing.
Yeah, no one can drag the Housewives like the kids. That's what I say.
Truly. But, you know,
kids are weird, right, on those shows, because it's like more so than any other person on the show. Like you can have a favorite kid and then you can have a kid that's good for the show.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So true.
Like,
yeah.
Gia is the best at what she does, but she's not my favorite kid. I think, like, you know what I mean? Like, I love, like, my favorite kid would probably be, I don't know, like, maybe like Raven, like Karen Huger's daughter.
I do love me some Raven.
He's cool.
Especially.
Or the twins.
She's belting Giselle's Macy twins. Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We're going to get to them.
Yeah, no, Giselle's twins. I love them so much. The way that they also drag their mother is incredible. I swear that there's somebody that I really like and I'm blanking on it so badly right now. I'll think about it while
you'll
we're
come out of them.
Chatting.
I am overtired, angry, stupid, glass of wine, two glasses of wine, altitude.
I just got it.
You dummy. You're just staring at me and you're like, oh, okay.
You're not gonna get away with this, Brandon.
You're not gonna get away. You can do what you did. You're gonna do what you do. You did what you did.
You did. But you're not gonna get away with this with me, Kathy.
Why are you looking at me like that, Kathy? Because you're looking at me.
At me.
It's so
my guy's got something crazy going on.
Yeah.
We have to talk about that because I have so many thoughts on that. Oh,
we will get there. New York.
New York.
It's getting chilly. I kind of have like this like nasal thing going on right now. I'm like, I think I have like a head cold or something. I'm not sure, but I'm sure I'll be fine by the time because I'm like on the tail end of it.
Is it cold there for real?
It's like 50s. It's like, yeah, it's like 50s. It's chilly. But you know what? You'll be drinking.
Oh, yeah. I plan to be tanked.
Yes. I got fucking wasted with all these crazy white women at the first one.
Wait, were you there with me in the one panel where the girl, I think it was not even noon yet.
Oh, and Jersey and the girl got up there on this and like came for Jackie.
Well, that too, but no, there was a girl that like threw up on herself before noon.
You guys, BravoCon is fucking nuts. It's just like white women gone wild. I live for white folk drama though. White folk drama, it hits different. It's like,
well, and what's crazy too is they're drinking all these big ass like sugary drinks that are so disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, it's so fucking true. It's bad.
But we're gonna get turned up and watch all of it.
I love
it. The mess.
Speaking of New York, you always have, this is why I love having you here, because you know more than anybody else what's going on with everything. And speaking of New York, what's happening?
So what all I've heard thus far, and I mean, I don't know, don't hold me to this, but apparently they're going to start filming the new one after BravoCon at some point. So I'm wondering, are they going to announce the cast at BravoCon? Are they going to?
I hope they don't. I don't like that.
If it truly is like the people they announced before, I don't know. I'm like, again, I'm going to watch.
I don't have an issue with influencers. That's not really like, I don't care about, I don't have an issue with it. It's just like,
it feels different though. I don't know why.
I mean, it's going to be.
Yeah.
I want it to be different.
Well, yeah, so. I want it to be different, but like, I guess I never think about like all the other franchises. I don't think of them as influencers coming onto the show. I think of them becoming essentially influencers because of the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of like a reverse meta type of thing where it's like,
reverse.
Yeah.
And then nothing that I know of as far as legacy so far, which is very bizarre to me.
I don't really care about that though. I mean, I'll watch it, but you know me.
Yeah. I know like, Ramona's like, she's had her day and she's done, but like, it does feel weird to not have, if they're gonna do it, not have Ramona or Bethany. Like, it feels like an empty cast a little bit without one of those two.
Well, Bethany's busy suing TikTok.
I saw that.
She's suing TikTok. Apparently, at first I kind of hated her presence. I mean, I still kind of do on these social apps, but because she just posts so frequently and it's like a lot of like very, like, look who's talking, right? But right, like I'm like, hello.
Drag yourself, baby.
Yeah, I do. I drag myself. Oh my God, I get dragged every day. But like, no, now it's kind of like become, I've gotten either used to it or it's become kind of a calming thing. Like she does all these makeup tutorials or makeup reviews rather. And she makes a good point a lot of the time. It's just the,
I feel messenger. Like with her, my biggest problem with her is her delivery, because all of the time I feel like she sounds like she's holier than thou, but like she's probably already done half the shit that she's complaining about in the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And like, not that people don't like grow and learn, whatever, but it just feels very different coming from her. I don't know. It's like, bitch, you literally just screamed at a woman calling her, she's a slut, a liar, and a snake. And then, like getting upset about something. Yeah. You know, it's just.
She's just hyper aware of her surroundings and very aware of, you know.
What product has she liked and the best, and what product does she not like?
It's all over the place. Sometimes the cheaper stuff she loves. You know, she's like, don't believe the hype. She doesn't like any kind of Kardashian stuff, which I'm down for. I don't really, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Teddy and Tamara have this theory that I just heard yesterday.
What? Yeah.
She's clearly doing something. Like, she's working on something. Like, she feels like there's something. They feel like something's coming. Like, there's a bigger picture to all of this.
Yeah, for sure. I could see that happening. I could see it would be something with beauty, because then after, because for her to just jump into beauty without having so much to say about it, people would be like, well, what do you know? But after doing this so publicly, she could be like, well, no, I've actually tested out all of these products. And I feel like there's a reason why she's doing all of this stuff. There's got to be. She's not just testing this stuff for fun, or maybe she is. I don't know.
I don't know.
But they'd like, be right. She's so eccentric that it could be anything.
I mean, you know? It really could.
Yeah.
And she's very good about, oddly very good about keeping it quiet until she wants to announce something.
Yeah, for sure.
But the other, Ryan Bailey posted, I don't think it was either a tweet or just on his Instagram, that he found out that Bethany was suing TikTok or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then in the same day, she announced that she got 1 million followers on TikTok.
probably for suing it.
Like, she did it both on the same day.
So fucking, literally. She's so insane and so chaotic.
That's like brilliant, I guess. It's
kind of, yeah.
Maybe she's, maybe she's
she may be a lot of things, but she's not dumb. She's not dumb. Mm-hmm.
That is very true. That is very true.
I miss her all the time. Someone who is dumb and loud, though, is Christian Walker. My God. Do you ever see him in L.A.? You guys, Stephen lives in L.A.
He lives in Florida.
Oh, wait. I thought he lived in... No, he doesn't. I thought he lived in L.A. I thought he goes to USC or UCLA or something.
So he did live in L.A. for the longest time. I have not seen him in person. But no, and the only reason I know this is because of everything going on or whatever. I was like catching up. It looks like he moved literally in the heat of a moment, like being so like annoyed by us leftist crazy people, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm moving to Florida, like literally picked up and left.
It's kind of insane for him to not live in Florida. Like, it's kind of like just like the definition of insanity to like do the same thing every day with the same results. Like, babe, you're driving to Starbucks in West Hollywood. You're going to see crazy blue-haired liberal, whatever, leftists, whatever. It's like, yeah.
Well, what's crazy is he was there, in Florida for 2 weeks. And then he posted a video saying like, you know, I say a lot about LA, blah, blah, blah. And then just like, he filmed the thing like, and got like, I don't think he thought he was going to get emotional at first, but then he started getting really emotional, which just made it better because he's just such a little shit.
Yeah.
So I don't really feel bad that he misses home.
At all.
No. And then the bombshells all dropped shortly after this cry fest, I think.
Fucking insanity. If you guys don't know, yeah, you guys know what the fuck. Herman Herschel Walker, and he's calling his dad out and all this crazy shit. I was actually, Twitter was a little quiet yesterday, and I was like, oh no, timeline's a little quiet. Where's Christian at? Someone go wake his ass up. I live for it. I live for that. And someone was like tweeting at him. They were like, wait till after the election, please. And then I was like, don't wait, Christian. Let it out. Come on, baby. Spell it out. I live. Oh, it's so fucking good. I love when Republicans have fucking meltdowns.
Oh. I mean, it's so rich. It's so rich. Yeah. And like, again, the hypocrisy of it all is just...
Yeah. And now the Republicans are eating him
but
up.
Also, it's infuriating, but it's also like kind of beautiful to watch because we get to see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So as Kathy would say, you know, I just would love to know when Christian decided to just start calling out the f**ks on TikTok and like the left and everything, you know.
We're going to get there.
I want to know his origin story.
This is his origin. This is like his Joker. Is this his Joker movie?
Yeah.
He's a Joker clown.
I'm weirdly shocked he hasn't gotten like a book deal or something. Not that he deserves
it. Oh, God, that's coming. Not that he deserves it, but he'll get it. Oh, I'm just coming. Yeah. It's coming.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. This happens.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay. So it's all over the internet today. Cynthia Bailey, apparently, and Mike Hill are getting a divorce. Apparently, they've already filed for divorce. That's what the blogs are saying. Yeah. It says they filed. They've been separated for a while and it says that they're amicable, but I don't know.
Well, I did notice that she took Hill out of her Instagram. So.
Yeah, I like Cynthia.
And then I guess her anniversary was yesterday, actually.
Oh, was
her
it?
Anniversary, I think. And neither of them posted anything. So
I like Cynthia. I don't really think about her often, but I'm just see this stuff. I'm like, it bums me out because, I mean, it's like, you know, she left the show and then now she's got this shit and it's like men are fucking garbage. And then it's like, what? She's going to go
stay. He was like a walking red flag, too.
Yeah, he was cute, though. I liked him at the time. But he's definitely red. There were red flags.
And then also, like, it was, like, she went so hard about that COVID wedding.
Oh, my God. She was in such a rush to get married. It's like, why don't you just chill? Like, why don't you get, like, on Robin time?
Literally
Robin,
chill.
Yeah.
Chill. Yeah. And just chill.
Yeah, and be it. Or be more like Robin and Juan, because they don't even want to fucking get married at this point. They don't even give a fuck.
Yep. Airbnb.
I really want to stay in Lake Bailey. But you know what? I've never actually seen Lake Bailey, like the house. I've only ever seen the kitchen area. So is it like a big house?
I feel like it's perfectly. I'd have to find it. I was just told that it was on Airbnb.
Yeah. Okay.
So
okay,
I could
okay.
be spreading fake. No.
Big news.
It definitely is on Airbnb. But I feel like from the front, from what I remember on the show, it's like a perfectly like. It's cute, but nice average house, I think.
So this week, Real Housewives of Potomac premiered. Wait, was it like last night? No, it was the night before.
How about the Holy Grail of how... Oh, wait, you don't watch Married to Medicine that much.
No, I don't watch that.
That's like literally the Holy Grail to me is Potomac leading into freaking Married to Medicine. That's everything for me.
Yeah. I know it's a good time for you. I can't pick up any more shows. Y'all know this. I'm just watching what I watch. I'm barely watching some of the Housewives shows, but this is a Potomac is like, y'all know this is my fucking shit. I live.
It's the best.
Like, it's so good. 10 out of 10 for the premiere. Sorry. You know, it's like I had everything.
I agree. Okay, good. We got, you know what else I think made it a 10 out of 10 for me is I feel like we had like three pretty heavy seasons.
Yeah.
And this season, even though there's drama and stuff, it feels like lighter. Everyone seems like I don't give a fuck anymore. Like let's
just
have fun.
Yeah, true. Except for Mia, obviously, but we're gonna get to her. Actually, let's get into her because I go back and forth with her, right? Like last season I was like, me and Jonathan talk about this because I'm a fake ass bitch when it comes to some housewives. I'm like, one day I'm like, I love Mia. She's so much fun because she's fake as fuck too.
Oh my God.
She's so fucking fake. But that's what I kind of like about her is that she's just like this wild card and you never know what she's going to. But then at the same time, I already see by the end of the season, I'm going to hate Mia.
I had like a mixed reaction with Mia too, where the thing that she's funny to sort of watch and laugh at, like she doesn't think that you would be laughing at her, but you are laughing at her because she says some of the most ridiculous shit knowing and thinking that she's playing everybody, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
yeah and she's so bad at
she's
it.
She's just not that, yeah, she's not that bright. This whole thing, I remember when she posted this back in the
cancer
episode
thing.
If you haven't seen it, yes, the cancer thing, I remember seeing that and being like, I just don't picture a doctor calling and saying that, like over the phone. Like you would be, it's giving very much giving Kim Zolciak season one.
I was sitting in a Chili's
where she was like, my friend that's a doctor, he said, I'm like 90% sure you have cancer. And it's like, because your hair was falling out. First of all, the chemo is what makes your hair fall out. So
yeah.
No, it just felt very disjointed, like out of order of how things should go.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking her health. She very much had a health scare and all of that, but I feel like she really jumped to conclusions, especially on such a public thing before knowing the answer.
Well, I come from it from a, you know, up close and personal, like I had cancer and I don't any longer, thank God. But it's like, you know, my first reaction was not to go on social. Right. That's the last thing I would probably do, but everybody's different. So I can't say if that's, but you know, I can also say probably a doctor wouldn't. Yeah.
Without facts that, like,
it's, but you know what? She seems like the type of person to do that. Like, if she were to get the news. Right. So,
Giselle had her number completely in that moment.
What I've come to know about Mia is, and I just thought of this the other day, she's the black Brandy Glanville.
Don't give her that much credit.
You're so mad.
I think
she was brought on this show to turn things up and to kind of be that wild card. And I think she understands her role in that respect. And I think that she's an agitator. I think she gets a lot out of trying to be an agitator and being that presence. And I think she just plays that role a lot and just really like leans into it in that respect. I think that
she was brought on to elevate, but they thought it would be like an elevating moment.
But no. I mean, she kind of does drag the show down a little bit in terms of like, I mean, she's just like, in terms of like intelligence, it seems like, you know, she can't really spar with the other ladies in the same way that like the way that like Katie Ross and Ashley Darby and Candace would all go at each other.
Yeah.
That's a different level. Like Mia's more like, level. You know, Mia's more like, up. Yeah.
I was like throwing even stuff. For last reunion, I was so nervous for her ass because I was like, Candace is going to eat your ass up at this reunion. Yeah, you better be ready and ready to go.
Easy.
And she really did. And I think, well, speaking of Mia, did you see what she like posted? I don't know if it was on Twitter or
Instagram. My God. So that's the other thing that makes me think that, because she just seems like she really flies off the handle. And I feel like people at network must have to call her and be like, take this down. If you guys don't know, Mia, the day of the premiere, like hours before the show premiered, she went online, posted what looked to be, well, it was a video.
So I didn't even see the video. I just saw a screenshot. No.
Oh, I saw the video. So Jacqueline, who apparently is her friend on the show, Jacqueline's featured a little bit at Karen's party in the first episode. Mia brought her on the show as a friend of, and apparently sometime between then and now, they've had a complete falling out. Mia posted a video of Jacqueline, which was filmed by, I guess, Jacqueline's husband, I'm guessing, or a boyfriend. I'm not sure.
I think it's a boyfriend
He appeared to be being physically, not appeared, because she was throwing stuff at him. She was throwing shoes and all kinds of stuff and basically attacking him. She was talking about he was cheating on her, but I mean, it was literally DV going on. And it was just
I think both of them got arrested. I think both of them did.
Okay.
Is what I heard. That.
Well, Mia posted it under the allegedly, right? I don't know anything about this woman's life, so let me stop. But and then Mia posted under the guise of trying to be like, if you're ever in a domestic violence situation, there's help. And she put like a hotline, and it's like, come on. You were just mad at this woman for whatever reason.
Yes.
You did not put this up. If you were actually concerned about someone in this situation being abused, then you would not be posting this on such a public platform. It's insane. Mia's just like really losing me a bit.
Yeah, she's like one of the, like she does not understand like social norms. Like to her, she thought that was probably like, oh, I'm going to get a good dig in. It's like, baby girl, this is domestic violence.
It's nothing to play. Yeah.
This is not what we're going to play on.
Maybe she's not a black Brandy Glanville. She's more like the black Kelly Dodd.
I could see that, actually.
Her time's clicking for sure. I could see even a stunt like what I just described on Twitter that she did. I could see that even putting a nail on the coffin in terms of, because I don't think that the network would play around with something like that. Like, that's such a bad look.
I don't think, honestly, My biggest, Mia was kind of a letdown for me last season, and I feel like she'll probably be a letdown again for me this season. She just, I feel like she just can't find her way. We went through a whole season last season, and I was like, I still, you know what I mean? Like, she could never find her footing. And I still feel this time, like at this event, I mean, she held her own when she was there, and it did feel a little more natural, but I just feel like she just doesn't really fit with the group. And I think why they brought like her bestie in.
I think she's only going to have like this last season to really kind of make it gel, because I don't think that anybody likes her except for Karen.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah. Well, no, her and Karen must be on the rocks.
Yeah, because I think Karen says that they're no longer really any. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know, man.
Well, do you see her try to read Karen for her little bun from Claire's?
Yeah, she said something about a bun from Claire's. I don't know, man. Mia's lost the script. You see, I'm cool with you, but once you start coming from the Grand Dame, then I'm like, we're done. Absolutely not. Nope. Karen is
there. There is literally, that is the line.
Yeah.
And it's firmly drawn. You cannot, the Grand Dame is protected by me.
I am thinking at this point, just like, Mia could go next season. It's like, look at me. It's like literally the first episode has barely aired. I'm like, okay, so Mia can go. Charisse should be back full time. If the women love her that much and she's in their lives that much, and she elicits this kind of reaction from the Grand Dame, then it's like, there's maybe a reason that she should be.
So I actually think she thrives in a friend role.
Okay. All right.
I feel like Charisse was horrible season 1 and 2, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
Literally, but I still loved her. I hated her. And then season 3, although I hated, you know, her turning on Moni, but she was a phenomenal friend of that season.
Poking
like,
a canvas.
She was actually really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And think about it though. Like, Charisse has nothing going on in her life. Let's be real.
That's true.
I do not need to see her like come up with a really bland storyline to just hold a champagne flute. I'm fine with her sticking around and like being messy though, because I think she thrives at that.
Yeah. She's looking kind of crazy, but that's a whole other thing, but we love her.
Okay. I have a question. Did you think her eyes looked like crossed or something?
No, it's just sometimes when you wear like really heavy like makeup and then the eyelashes.
That's what I figured it was.
Her daughter is all over TikTok, and her daughter's gorgeous, by the way. She's really grown up. Like, yeah.
Yes. Both of her kids are actually beautiful.
I was going to say something about, we've got Ashley's divorce. I'm happy that it's happening. Thank God.
I want to see it on paper. I want to.
Yeah. You want to? Yeah, you know, yeah. It seems a little bit like a fault, like a storyline that they're kind of dragging out a little bit.
Ashley Darby is one of the smartest women on that network.
Yes,
I'll tell you
absolutely
that right now.
Yes. And they try to play her on the show. They're like, not a smart move, Ashley. I'm like, oh, look who's talking, Giselle. You were like, not the smartest. Ashley
maybe
knows.
Maybe I was like 3 seasons planned from now. Ahead. Like she's way ahead. Yeah.
I'd say if anybody's safe on this show, it's going to be Ashley. Like, Ashley's the, you
totally
know?
The other thing I was going to say with the Charisse and Robin scene, I was shocked that Robin was like, I don't think you deserve half or whatever. Because it is interesting, like, I don't know, like, I think to my family, like, my mom stayed home with me for long periods of time and stuff.
Yeah.
She deserved to, like, just because she couldn't work, that was, like, their arrangement.
Yeah.
I feel like they deserve, it should be, like, 50-50. It'd be different if it was, like, I don't even know. I do feel like there's certain scenarios where maybe like 50-50 doesn't make sense, like a quickie marriage and divorce, obviously. But like a thing like Robin and Juan, or like Charisse and Eddie, when they were together for all that time, of course it's 50-50. Like, I don't know. Did you find that
weird?
It just
makes everything so much easier, totally. And her prenup was like, it's like defunct, right? Like, cause she waited too long or something. She said in the, she said in the episode, Ashley.
Oh, Ashley. Oh yeah. Yeah. So she redid her prenup like a couple seasons ago, and it, she had to just make it to, was it 5 years? And now she's at 8. So
I think she waited too long or something, or maybe it like, I'm not
no,
sure.
No, if anything, she's entitled to half now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh.
I think that's just what a little it was. She had to make it to 5 years to get X, Y, or Z or whatever. And then I think it might have been to get like at least half or whatever.
I don't know. But I never really thought Michael half. Really had it like that, though. I mean, they always lived in that condo. He's good?
Well, yeah. No, I mean, and that.
He's probably frugal.
I want to say like, no, I don't even want to guess, but yeah. No, he does very fucking well. Like he's
okay.
He's
all right.
He's probably, who's on this cast? I feel like she's the wealthiest, could be the wealthiest one on the cast.
Could be. I mean, she's one of the only ones.
I mean, that's not,
yeah,
it's probably not that hard.
Yeah, no, that fucking hard is the brokest fucking cast. That's why I love it.
Truly.
Who do you think the brokest cast is? I think probably Salt Lake City.
I didn't used to think Salt Lake City.
Oh, OC. OC.
I would say, well, no, I don't know about OC either because they
Heather. Because Heather OC, helps.
It's yeah, and like to live in Newport Beach
yeah.
is
yeah, it's true.
So
it's true.
Expensive. I would say Salt Lake. Or, oh, I don't know. What do you think about New York, though?
Oh, New York would like, be the brokest.
I
yeah.
I feel like yeah. they're the brokest.
And they get paid the least,
Jersey,
probably.
Maybe.
No, yeah. Jersey's expensive. And I think they're all, like, comfortable. Yeah.
I think they're all comfortable. That's true. I was just thinking, like, a $3 million house in Jersey is, like, easier to buy, like,
And the Jersey women have all been on the same show for ages. So they've kind of been like the contracts that, you know what I mean? And they have less people. So they probably have more money to go around.
I'm curious. I mean, where is that money coming from now from Bravo? Like they're, because those paychecks are getting high, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because Jackie and Jennifer are like the newest or the newest of those six. And they've been on 4 seasons now. 5?
Yeah.
That's a hefty paycheck. And then we know Melissa and Tree are not cheap.
Nope. Melissa, Teresa's about, well, let's talk about all that. Let's get over to the B side. I want to talk about a couple. Well, we kind of wrapped up Potomac. That was the most of it, right?
But there was one thing I wanted to say.
Peter Thomas is back.
Wait, why would Wendy say on national television, Peter has had so many successful businesses when baby
it's
girl,
almost like he's
seen...
holding a gun to her head behind the yes! scenes, like it's like bar
show
none.
Show me the paperwork, honey.
Bar none.
Literally. And also like Wendy, why do you want to get into business with him?
She's starting to, I think, really get too reality show-ish. For me, like she's starting to really kind of like.
And I love Wendy, but I don't want her to go too reality showish, like you're saying.
I think she is very reactive. I like Wendy though, but she's not my favorite on the show. But I think she's very reactive, and she doesn't have natural friendships with these women in the way that they all do with each other. Like, so I think that when she thought last season where she's going to come after Giselle for a good episode, she didn't realize that this is like real life. Like Giselle's going to hate you.
Right.
Now. And just once Giselle's done with you, she's never coming back. Like
she does not fuck with
and she
you.
Don't play with you at all. So I think that Wendy thought she was going to show up this season and they were going to be able to reboot. And then she's like, no, I don't fuck with you. Get away from me.
Literally.
You could play those games with people that you've known for years, but not with someone
like Karen and
co-worker.
Giselle. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Karen has gone in on Giselle real deep.
Yes. Exactly.
And like they're kicking so hard right now.
Yeah.
Did you watch they like post the day of the premiere, they still had or they had posted the first like 6 minutes of episode 2. Have you seen it? Katie Ross is back.
Oh yeah. Oh, poor thing. I love her to death. Yeah.
Did you
the context,
see,
the color like, context. We already knew because she was posting it and people were taking photos and videos and stuff at the time. But it's always good
see,
to see
like,
Katie.
The scene? She is literally
she looks right at the camera.
Yes.
Oh man, it's so bad.
And then there's like a funny scene with like Karen and Ray. And yeah, I would like to see Katie pop up every once in a while.
Yes, for sure.
She's definitely, there's something going on, but like for little bits and pieces like this, it's nice to see.
Yeah. Let's head over to the B side, because there's some gossip I want to talk about with going on in the OC, which I'm sure you can tell me about.
I literally know nothing. Oh wait, just kidding. Well, maybe I do. I don't know. Is it?
It's about some people that you're probably gonna. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna go over there. You tell the people where to follow you on social. It's Faces by Bravo on both Twitter and Instagram.
Yep, Faces by Bravo. Wow, Faces by Bravo on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Yeah, come find me.
Fuck LA, y'all. You guys, we'll see you on the B side. Go to patreon.com/the B list to subscribe to the bonus episodes there. We're going to talk about some Real Housewives of the OC. I want to get into the Lisa Rinna stuff.
Yes.
Because I have a lot to say about what's happening over there. Which is funny because I don't even like Beverly Hills that much, but it's the most I'm ever talking about it right now. So they're obviously doing something right.
Amen.
You guys, we'll see you on the B side. Bye.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.